Thank you, Madam Coordinator. As you know, Article 3 and 4 of Protocol 5 are directly relevant to some of the core activities of the United Nations, and in particular to UNMAS clearance expertise. This also explains why the United Nations participated on those matters during the Group of Experts meeting in April. The United Nations welcomes your report and thanks you for the recommendations. I will now in particular refer to paragraph 14 when you have recommendation B on the International Mine Action Standards, IMAS. We think it should be strengthened to encourage high contracting parties to implement existing IMAS effectively and to consider the possibility of further updating them and or developing additional international standards. Because as currently phrased, it says to discuss the utility of the IMAS and more. So this may lead to some misinterpretation, and especially as I heard just now, even through your words, the importance of the IMAS. In addition, and in relation to the recently adopted draft resolution of the General Assembly by its fourth committee, I'd like to remind delegates here that the General Assembly urges all states to support mine-affected states by providing, I quote, necessary information and technical, financial, and material assistance to locate, remove, destroy, or otherwise render ineffective minefields, mines, improvised explosive devices, booby traps, other devices, and explosive remnants of war in accordance with international law as soon as possible, unquote. Thank you, Madam Coordinator.